This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from Vice. Sammy Caramella with the byline. Headline reads, a bizarre half-alien, half-mermaid appeared on a UK beach. On the sandy beach of Margate, Kent, a coastal town in England, beachgoers noticed a freaky figure. Paula Regan said, for the life of me, I couldn't tell you what it was. It was the weirdest thing. It looks like an alien mermaid carved out of wood.
It does. It looks like some sort of weird art project, but
like a mashup between a fish and then there's an alien creepy head on it.
Yeah, exactly.
The mysterious figure appears to have an ET-looking head, a skeleton-like body, and a scaled mermaid-appearing tail. It was also sticking partially out of the sand in a seemingly threatening manner. It's not moving.
First of all, it does not have an ET-like head. Let's just get that done right there. It also looks like it's wasted away. Like it's, you know, like
it was bigger at one time.
It's shriveled. And it looks like it's crawling for help. Now I'm getting sad, okay? Sad about the half alien, half mermaid.
Regan, who found it, said, at first I thought it was a piece of driftwood.
Yeah.
Or maybe a dead seal, because I could see these weird, funny tail fin things. The head looked skeletal, but at the back, the fishtail was soft and squishy. It didn't feel slimy or decomposed, but it was definitely strange.
Yeah.
The beach was pretty much empty, but eventually a ton of beachgoers noticed all the commotion and gathered around it. Even these people, after a while, no one could figure out what it was. Somebody thought it might have fallen off a boat. Others suggested it could be a figurehead from an old ship. That would be one of the ugliest things to put on your ship as a figurehead.
That would just fuel the idea. That would just, and I ask Cal to get this clip ready. That would just fuel the idea that aliens were actually pirates. There it is.
Regan says some thought it, again, was a figurehead from a ship, like a carved mermaid. I just knew that no one would believe us if we didn't take a picture. And that's where it ends. I looked for any follow-up on this. Are you telling me nobody picked this thing up and took it, I don't know, to a scientist somewhere and said, what is this thing made out of?
At the very least, walk up to it. I mean, it's obviously not alive, as
right.
We know.
Exactly. Until you put water on it.
I would knock on it to see if it could feel like knocking if it's wood.
Right.
Also, a mermaid from a ship, that just seems weird. That's, like you said, the ugliest mermaid on Earth. Like,
no one's going to put this on your ship.
It's very, very odd. But yeah, it's very hard not to look at, but it's also just horrifying.
It's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
But again, I think someone carved this thing and left it there hoping something like this would happen.
What I really enjoy about the picture is that there's just disturbing image in the background, just a dog doing its thing, living its life.
Sniffing things.
Yep. It's not sniffing the alien because like that thing ain't real. It's a piece of driftwood.
Not bothered. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.